Hi, my name is Faith, and I'm taking a health science class in high school. In the class, we had to find our family medical history and learn about a disease that is common in our family. I decided to learn how to prevent hypertension. Hypertension is high blood pressure. This means there's a high force of blood against your artery walls for a long time. This can cause other health problems like heart disease. High blood pressure can be caused by lifestyle choices or can run in families, but there are many ways to lower your chance of getting it. This podcast is for people trying to prevent hypertension, not people who already have it. There are many factors that cause hypertension, such as diet, exercise, weight, and lifestyle. We're going to go over what you should be doing in each category in order to keep your blood pressure in check. A big factor is diet. The DASH diet is a great way to eat. This means you should be getting 6 to 8 servings a day of grains. A few of the servings should be whole grain. An example of a serving is a slice of bread or half a cup of brown rice. You should have 4 to 5 servings of fruits and 4 to 5 servings of vegetables a day. This can be a baseball-sized fruit, like an apple or an orange, and a serving of a vegetable is a cup of leafy green vegetables like spinach or a half a cup of carrots. The recommended amount of dairy is 2 to 3 servings a day. A serving can be a half a cup of low or fat-free cheese or a cup of low-fat yogurt. Each day you should have no more than 6 servings of lean meats, poultry, or fish. A serving is typically 2 to 3 ounces. Then each week you should have 4 to 5 servings of nuts or seeds. A serving can be 2 tablespoons of peanut butter or 16 cashews. While following this diet, you will want to keep your daily sodium intake below 2,300 milligrams. Physical activity is also very important. You should work out for 40 to 45 minutes 3 to 5 times a week. These workouts should be cardio or aerobic exercises like running, using an elliptical machine, or swimming. Anything that will raise your heart rate, really. Along with exercising, try to stay active throughout the day. This can be taking the stairs instead of the elevator, parking in the back of the parking lot, or playing with your kids or doing household chores. With exercising and eating healthier, you will probably lose weight. Some studies show that losing 5 to 10% of your total weight can lower the top and the bottom number of blood pressure as much as 5 millimeters of mercury. Avoiding products with nicotine is important too. Nicotine can raise your blood pressure each time you use it. Do not use cigarettes, e-cigarettes, or chewing tobacco. If you do use any of these products, talk to your doctor about how to stop. Alcohol does not completely have to be cut out of your life, but it should definitely be limited. A person should have no more than 1 drink a day. A drink can be a 12 fluid ounce beer, 5 fluid ounces of wine, or 1.5 fluid ounces of 80 proof liquor. Again, you want to make changes in your diet, exercise, weight, and lifestyle. If you do these things, your chance of getting high blood pressure or hypertension will be much lower. Thank you for listening.